You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
This November, the first ever Labor Film Festival will come to cities and towns across the country. The festival is the brainchild of Frank Zaptel of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers. Frank is on a plane bound for Vancouver right now for a festival organizing meeting to be held here tomorrow. To find out more about the festival, we're joined by Raj Virk. He's a board member with the Canadian Labour International Film Festival. Hello, Raj.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Good, thanks. Why a Labour Film Festival?
Well, the world of work is so important to everyone, and there are many festivals, but we decided that there are many films that are made on labor or on the world of work, and to host a venue where people can actually view those films for themselves. This is going to be a national film festival. We're looking for 100 locations. This is actually a truly national film festival that will take place throughout the country.
How many communities have expressed interest so far in having films?
We're roughly about 70 locations where the films are going to be hosted at the moment. We're still hoping there'll be some more people, more areas who will take it up to that magic figure of 100. So that's where we're at the moment.
So how is it all going to work? Let's say I say, okay, I'm interested. I'd like to have the film festival happen in my community. What's next?
Well, what happens is, you contact the Canadian Labour International Film Festival and say you'd like to be a location for films. But what's been happening is we've got many films submitted. There is a selection committee that is looking at those films. Those films then will be available for each of the locations to show during the week of 22nd to the 29th.
There's going to be a catalog somewhere, and I just kind of look and say, oh, I'm interested in this one. Is that how it's going to work?
I mean, each location will decide which films they want to show. From this catalog that's going to be online. And those films will be shipped to each location for them to show accordingly.
So will there be a cost? Let's say I decide, I want to show this film. What is the cost for doing that?
No, the shipping, and there's no costs that each community will incur. That's picked up by the festival. We're actually trying to raise funds as well. There's a fundraising drive here in Toronto, but each area will not incur any costs in terms of showing those films. The only cost that they may have is what they may have for the venue that they show them in. But some areas are using libraries, union halls, and that sort of thing.
I understand that so far there's quite a range in the size of the venues.
Yes, some places you may have 5 people. And in the main area in Toronto itself, it's the Bloor Cinema, which is 300-400 people. So it really is to each community on where what the capacity is for holding the films and where they want to hold the films.
So very accessible then for people who want to get involved in organizing something.
Oh yes, it's very accessible. On the website there is now. What we call a festival in a box. It's the guide, as it were, to how to hold the films and the contact information as well.
If I go along to one of these films, is there going to be a cost for me as a viewer?
No. There's no costs as a viewer. The festival is free for those who are going to see the films, and hopefully feel free for those hosting the films. Besides, whatever, there may be some small cost in the venue and that sort of thing, which each local area will pick up.
So even in the bigger venues, like, for example, the Bloor Theatre in Toronto, even in the bigger venues, it's going to be free?
It's going to be free in those venues, yes.
Can you give us an example of the kind of films that people are going to be able to see?
The selection committee is looking at the films at the moment, but, there's a wide variety of films, international films as well. The two that I saw, one was called American Furniture Factory. It's a really interesting film. It's about how American furniture, skilled workers are being put out of work and follows their life when their factory closes in 2007. It's the furniture factory, and all the sort of manufacturing is taken, you know, taken away and gone abroad. And then the after effects of that sort of dislocation of work, and then how that affects your community. And there's another actually very interesting film. It's called Seeds of Peace, in the Workers' Rights in No Man's Land, which is about Palestinian workers in Israel. In the West Bank, there's an industrial zone, and it follows the story of a taxi driver that used to work in that industrial zone. And then that poor taxi driver tried to organize a union, lo and behold, and he was put out of work. So it shows his arduous journey, and his fight with the Israeli justice system, as well as the factory owners. You know, there's a wide variety of films as well, some from the National Film Board as well, that we're looking at. So those should be up, next 2-3 weeks or so on the website, so venues can choose accordingly.
So it must have been a tremendous amount of time and work to assemble this collection of films. When was the festival sort of start going?
Well, I mean, it'd be probably about 18 months ago that Frank Zeptel, you know, started making phone calls to his friends and those in the labor movement to start looking at this. So yeah, it's nearly 2 years in the making. This is the first inaugural. We hope to make it an annual event after this. This is the first inaugural event this coming November, from the 22nd to the 29th.
So we've got a fair amount of lead time, so there's plenty of time for people still to think about organizing something then on it.
Oh yeah, definitely think about organizing and get in touch, and we would love to hear from you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, Raj.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you for giving some time for our festival, and look forward to hearing from you soon.
Sounds like a great festival.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nat.
I've been speaking with Raj Virk. He's a board member with the Canadian Labour International Film Festival. For more information about the festival, you can go to laborfilms.ca.